kindling.
And what about particular rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started with? And they just flame up very quickly. Do you remember something like that used when you had a...
No, we always use those. What we call splinters, use that for kindling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call that place in a house with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes on? One that might be a piece of furniture that you could move around and the other one that's built in.
Is it a rod, you say it is?
Right, you know, like you have built into the house a mm-hmm. door and you have a rod across there and you put your coats and dresses on mm-hmm. hangers and put them in there. What do you call that?
I suppose it's called a rod, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. But that little room.
Room? Closet.
And if it's movable?
Oh, no, not movable.
What about, that's the one?
We have chaparral.
Okay, that's the movable one?
Yes, it's movable.
Okay, and the other one that's built in is a?
Is the closet.
Okay, and what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, if it's not a brick house, if it's built of wood, what do you call those boards? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't quite get you.
You know, if a house is made of wood, mm-hmm. there are those long boards, and they nail them up, and they're kind of lapped one over another.
Yeah, might call it weatherboarding, I reckon.
Okay, and what do you call that covered area at the front or the side of the house where the chairs are, and you might say that the ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs?
The ceiling.
That area out there.
Front porch.
And what about if it's a small porch and doesn't have a roof? Would you have another word for it if it were maybe out the back door and there was no roof? That'd still be a porch?
Still be a porch, I suppose, because both of ours has a roof on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you remember back on the farm when there was a little fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed, say, before milking? Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
You call it the cow lot.
Okay. Mm. And what do you call, I don't know if you had them around here, did they have many walls or fences made of rock or stone around here?
No, not any.
If you had one, how would you describe it? Have you seen them?
I haven't.
Parts?
That's why I say I couldn't hardly describe.
I see. Okay, just don't have them then. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk? You might say, well, I've got to go get a water or a...
Open at the top and carry me up, what you call a bucket?
Okay. And what do you call the same thing when it's made out of metal? Do you call it the same thing if it's made out of a metal?
I imagine so.
Okay.
Because I really...
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call you all never use the word pail around here.
Pail.
Do you use pail or you just call both of them a bucket?
Well, sometimes you call them pail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But pretty much you'd probably say bucket mm-hmm. for both of them.
That's right.
What do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying on the stove?
Well, I tell you, we call them spiders, but their real name are skillets.
Well, what, do you still call it a spider when you use
them? No, I call them skillets now.
Uh-huh. Mm. But that's the same thing that they used to call a spider.
Used to call them spiders.
Okay. What do you call a thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
Call it the sink. Or the faucet's right up over the sink. Call it the sink.
Okay, that little thing that you turn off.
Turn the water on and off?
Yes.
Or we call it a spigot.
Okay. And what about it if it were on a barrel? Maybe a long time ago they used to have maybe molasses or something and they had a little thing that turned on and off. Would that be the same thing?
I don't know.
Don't
about
remember.
That. I don't know about that.
Okay. What about if it's out in the yard where you turn the water on and off?
Speak it right on, I suppose.
Okay. Uh-huh. And when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put in for you to carry them out in?